News Explained and Puns Unashamed. This is CNN 10. I'm Carl Azuz. We're happy to have you watching. There's been some significant legal back and forth related to a controversial executive order by U.S. President Donald Trump. Last Monday, we told you about the order. It aims to tighten U.S. borders and temporarily keep certain immigrants and refugees from entering America. On Friday, a federal appeals court judge temporarily suspended parts of the order itself. He said that the travel ban harms residents of the U.S. in areas of employment, education, business, family relations, and freedom to travel. What this means, President Trump's order is on hold, and many of the refugees and immigrants who would have been kept out of the U.S. under the order are being allowed in again. The Justice Department said the court decision harms the public and second-guesses the president's national security judgment. But though the government made an emergency request to put the travel ban back in place, a federal appeals court denied that request. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said it wanted to hear both sides of the arguments before it gives a final ruling. The appeals court isn't ruling on whether the order is constitutional. It only decides whether the order will stay suspended. Legal analysts say this case is likely destined for the U.S. Supreme Court. President Trump is not the first American leader to temporarily suspend refugee admissions to the U.S., but his order is unusual in that it mentions people from specific countries.